From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Chase Browning. To kick off this new academic year, we're speaking with Michael Raspberry, a professor in sound design within the Department of Drama and the director of the Miller Arts Scholars here at the University of Virginia.
So sound design, I am finding, is something that's abstract enough that it's probably difficult for a lot of people to really wrap their heads around. I think people know what design is, of course they know what sound is, but there's so many different types of sound design. There's sound design for websites, and there is of course sound designers for movies and television shows. We all do the same kind of work, at least at a foundational level, but I primarily do sound for live theatrical productions, and so that requires that you understand how to read and pick apart a play and figure out what sort of sounds it, you know, is blatantly asked for, first of all, and the other kind of sounds that may be inferred, or pieces of music that may be found in stage directions or dialogue that the characters are delivering. And then creating, if you will, a soundscape that's going to live organically with the live timeline of the theatrical production, and finding a way to reproduce it with sound equipment in a theatrical space. So there's multiple layers. There's a sort of an art layer. There's a layer of understanding physics to some degree. But ultimately, you want someone to come in and watch a theatrical production and have them sit and not even notice the sound at all. So it would almost like if there's five characters in the play, the sound would be and music would be a sixth character that happens much like their voices do in sort of an ephemeral way. It starts and dissipates, and then we move on to the next thing. I think the greatest reward is sitting as a member of the audience by people who don't know who you are and don't know that you've created much of what they're hearing, and having them just buy it, you know, just take it as something that's a natural part of the production. I know there's a lot of talk about what we can do as an arts community to lift the arts. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think it's fair to say that people don't, maybe when they think of colleges or universities that have strong arts program, perhaps they don't immediately think of the University of Virginia for whatever reason. But at the same time, I'm embedded within the arts at the University of Virginia, and I'm surrounded by artists all day, you know. When I'm sitting in the drama building, I'm next to a playwright, dramaturgs, acting teachers, directors, and then I can take one step over into the art building and I just all this fabulous visual art going on just next door. And I feel that, at least from my perspective, that the arts are alive and well, and with programs like Miller Art Scholars, which I think highlight to some degree the talented students that we have, aids in keeping the arts sort of at the forefront.
Michael Raspberry is the director of the Miller Arts Scholars here at the University of Virginia. Now check out these events coming up soon.
Please listen carefully.
On Friday, September 1st, come out to the Bridge for Domestic Alchemy, an interactive art installation that encourages audience members to question the distinction between domestic and exhibition space, to re-examine the rules of the gallery space, and to find creative potential in familiar household objects. Check out the installation from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. downtown. The following night, Saturday, September 2nd, join WTJU for the first night of the Free Fall Concert Series. The show is from 5 to 9 p.m. and will feature the gypsy punk sounds of Black Masala, along with the surfy openers Ian Gilliam and the Fire Kings. This concert is free and will take place at the one and only Ix Art Park. Finally, on Friday, September 8th, the UVA McIntyre Department of Music and the Bridge Progressive Art Institute kicks off the Fall 2017 Telemetry Concert Series. This monthly music series occurs in partnership with the Bridge and features UVA faculty, students, locals, and renowned experimental performers. This Friday's concert starts at 8 p.m. and will feature flautist Kelly Sulik and clarinetist Sean Earle, who will be performing new works by University of Virginia graduate music student composers. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ, with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. This interview is recorded by Kirsten Hemrick and edited by Lona Manick. I'm Chase Browning. You're listening to WTJU.